Messages from the house.
March the 7th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 266. Concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 2, appropriation for the legislature. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, excused 4. March 7, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 255, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 38, revisers bill. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, excused 4. Message number 267, conference requested. Mr. President, Senate file 59, public employees retirement plan benefit increases. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 33, noes 23, excused 4. Message number 257, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 65, Applied Agricultural Research Funding Program. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 2, excused 4. Message number 269, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 107, Public Works Contracts. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 48, noes 7, excused 4. March the 7th, 2012, from the House of Representatives. Third reading passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below pass the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate file number 26, District Court Judge Increases. Ayes 55, noes 1, excused 4. Senate file number 43, State Parks Acquisition of Lands. Ayes 36, noes 20, excused 4. Senate file number 68, Time Limits for Veteran and Dependent Tuition and Fees. Ayes 56, excused 4. Senate file number 75, Business Ready Community Program Planning. Ayes 56, excused 4. Senate file 77, Expenditure of Public Funds and Government Competition. Ayes 56, excused 4. Senate file number 79, Wildlife Trust Challenge Account Extension. Ayes 48, noes 8, excused 4. Senate file 87, State Employee Compensation Commission Membership. Ayes 55, noes 1, excused 4. Senate file number 89, Pioneer Hunting Licenses. Ayes 56, excused 4. Senate File 90, School Finance Amendments. Ayes 55, noes 1, excused 4. Senate File 94, BOCES Court Ordered Placement Cost. Ayes 56, excused 4. Senate File Number 71, Aquatic Invasive Species. Ayes 44, noes 12, excused 4. March the 7th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 270, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 40, Judicial Salaries. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. I 46, 9 4, excused 4. March 7, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 272, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 34. The House conferees are Representative Harvey, Chairman, Representatives Gingery and Miller. March 7, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 271, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 57. The House conferees are Representative Teeters, Chairman, Representatives Harshman and Stubson, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. You don't want any of these back.
Do we have some concurrences? Senator Schiffer.
Yeah, I have the privilege of the floor before we start concurrences. Mr. President, I would ask that the Senate join me in welcoming my friend Jim Wilson, sitting over there behind the three-legged senator. Mr. Wilson is a former mayor of Sheridan, but also serves and is down here working on with the Water Development Commission. He's one of those people that volunteers to make that system, which I think is one of the best systems we have for allocating money for water projects. And it's because citizens step up and make that system work. And I ask the Senate to help me welcome Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw the three-legged senator take you to the break room for a cookie, I realized that's what he can. He considers that to be the constituent allowance, so that's probably all he's going to give you. Senator Geis, are you ready in regard to message 257 having to do with Senate File 65? Okay, we'll read that in first.
March 7, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 257, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 65, Applied Agricultural Research Funding Program. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 2, excused 4. House respectfully ask that the Senate concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I would move message number 257, being Senate File 65, Applied Agriculture Research Funding Program, and I'd ask you to vote aye. The House cleans it up a little. I don't know if it's better than the way we done it, but we can live with it. On page 2, line 3, accept application, insert, delete accept application, insert solicit applications, delete submitted, and then on page 2, line 4, delete the University of, page 2, line 5, delete Wyoming other and insert any, page 2, line 10, delete shall and insert may, page 3, line 8, delete funds, insert contributions, page 3, line 22, after institutions, insert of other qualified entities. And that's what they changed in our bill. So I'd ask you to vote aye.
Thank you, Senator Geis. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 65. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard. Aye. Bebelt. Aye. Burns,
aye.
Case, Christensen,
aye.
Coe. Aye. Cooper. Aye. Dockstader. Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 65. Senator Ross, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, are you ready in regard to House message or message number 255?
I am.
I'd ask that be read in at this time, please.
March the 7th, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 255, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 38, Revisers Bill. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, excused 4. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move concurrence request message 255 in reference to Senate File 38, the Revisers Bill, and ask you to vote aye. This is a cleanup bill. A couple of things that were caught by staff on the House side. On page one of the concurrence message, they simply added a comma about, I don't know, 10 lines down. So it says, Board of County Commissioners of the county where the road is located, comma. On page two, they reference on line, page 18, line 23, they had the incorrect title. It's actually title 39 instead of 33. They had the wrong site on 42-4-103, and that's been added and changed. And then on 37-35-17-106, they had the ands in the wrong place, and so those are the corrections. I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Any discussion? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 38. You've been asked to vote aye, and ask the Chief Clerk to please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer. Scott, Von Slatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 38. Conference, Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Bebout, are you ready in regard to Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, having reference to House Bill 25?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would you read that in at this time, please?
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 Report, House Bill 25, Private Transfer Fee Obligations, reference Senate Message Number 189. Signing for the House, Representative Stubson, Brown, and Roscoe. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Perkins, and Scott.
Go ahead, Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee Report
Reference Senate message number 189 to House Bill 25, private transfer fee obligations. Members of the Senate, we had some good discussion with our counterparts down at the other end of the Capitol, and they saw the wisdom of the Senate and agreed on the Senate amendments, the Senate second reading amendment number one, third reading amendment number one, standing committee amendment number one, and committee of the whole amendment number one. And, Mr. President, what they did, and we were having some good discussion about the third reading amendment number two, which was the Perkins Amendment, and my tall colleague from Casper came up with a great compromise, and I'll let him explain that. And I ask the body to vote aye.
Senator Scott, would you like to speak to the amendment?
Mr. President, the suggestion was that the amendment we put on over here was one that was put on because we were nervous. We fixed all the problems that we thought we found in this bill, and we wanted to make sure there weren't any others. And the difference between the House and the Senate was the House totally banned the private transfer fees. We just regulated them to say they had to be recorded. And the split the difference suggestion was to let's ban them for 2 years to prevent the evil from spreading. That'll give us time to take a good hard look at it, make sure there aren't any glitches. If there are glitches in what we've passed, they'll show up in a hurry. And in the next 2 years, then we'll have a bill to come through to either go to the Senate position that was, let's get them recorded, or a bill to ban them permanently. And this will just hold us in place for 2 years. So what we did was just extend. We went back to the version with the ban in it, but we said the ban is only for 2 years until July 1, 2014. So it gives us two sessions to deal with the issue. And, Mr. President, I think that's a good compromise.
Thank you for that explanation. Is there any other conversation? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, referencing House Bill 25. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard. Aye. Vebelt. Aye. Burns. Aye. Case. No. Christensen. Aye. Coe. Aye. Cooper. Aye. Dockstader. Driscoll. Aye. Amrick. Aye. Esquibel. Geis. Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines, Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Slatern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote, closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report in reference to House Bill 25. Senator Bebout, this also is yours, referencing House Message 229, having to do with Senate File 85. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Mr. President.
Have that ready at this time.
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 Report, Senate File 85, General Permits, reference House Message Number 229, signing for the House, Representatives Lockhart, Roscoe, and Stubson, signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Cole, and Hastert.
Go ahead, Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the adoption of the Joint Conference Committee Report for Senate File 85, General Permits, and I ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, once again, we had some pretty good discussion with our members down at the other end of the Capitol building, and our minority floor leader, who had another commitment, could not attend the meeting, but he put the word out that the House better pay attention to the Senate. They did, and they listened to us, and they backed off from their amendment. We had some good debate on the other day, so way Senate File 85 will be the way it left the Senate. Let me explain that one. Let's be sure that everybody understands. The amendment that we talked about the other day is completely off of Senate File 85. We're going with the way that this, the Senate file 85 left the Senate. It had my colleague from Johnson County's amendment on there. I ask you to vote aye.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any further discussion in regard to this committee report? Seeing no discussion, the motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee number 1, referencing Senate file 85, and you've been asked to vote aye. I'd ask Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting. Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report number 1, referencing to Senate File 85. That has been adopted. I believe now would be the time to bring back the third reading bill that was laid back earlier this morning. Senator Case, are you aware of the action this morning in regard to laying back House Bill 51? And, okay, in courtesy to you, I think a very appropriate motion was made to lay back House Bill 51 until such time you were back here able to speak to this bill. It's received considerable debate. So with that, we're going to read that back in and do that on third reading with your presence along with those other members that were absent this morning. So with that, House Bill 51, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill number 51, sponsored by Representative Madden, Industrial Siding Impact Payments, and Act relating to impact assistance payments. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Is there any discussion at this time? I'm going to give, go ahead, Senator Schiffer, if you'd like to pick up the discussion in regard to this bill.
Mr. Chairman, and I'll try and answer some questions from this morning. Mr. President, what we're doing with this bill is we're moving in a direction to add an appropriate system to get some relief to impacted cities and counties. Is it perfect? No. You've heard the debate. It's been picked apart. But let me suggest to you, if this bill goes down, and you've seen the spreadsheet, the abuses in here, this at least puts a cap on those, and it moves us a direction away from sending more money to counties that really don't need it. And it also says what are the real costs of the impact, where should they be allocated, rather than just when tax flows come in. Is it there yet? I'm going to suggest to you we've got to move away from what we're doing now, which is totally inappropriate, and which, by the way, has the same effect as the draw on the Treasury, the way we do it now. What the system right now is, it takes away sales tax money before it ever reaches the Treasury. At least we'll collect the sales tax money, and with the cap on here, when we collect it, we being the state, keep one half of it. The system we have in place now means all of that sales tax money goes out the door, whether it's needed or not. Even if the entity, the city or the county, doesn't need the money, it all goes out the door. 100% of the state's share of the sales tax. This bill says, nope, only half can go out. And then you got to prove your need for the half. In terms of my colleague, who knows the Green Books much better than I do, about the placing of this amendment. In carefully crafting this bill, What we do is we go back into the Environmental Quality Act, and that's what you'll find on page 2, excuse me, lines 8 and 9. That's where you reference the industrial siting. Then we go in and make the amendments in terms of the sales tax. That's how, in our careful deliberations, and quite frankly because staff told us to, that's how we constructed the bill the way it is. So it starts in the Environmental Quality Act where it should, but the nuts and bolts is in 39, which is the revenue code. Mr. President, again, I'm not going to present to you that this is the perfect solution to the impacts of industrial development in Wyoming. But we know what we're doing wrong, what we're doing now is wrong, it's inappropriate, and it doesn't address the problem. This bill addresses the problem in a real way out there for the little towns, the little communities, the poorer counties that are out there that are going to get impacted when somebody comes in and builds and you name it, a nuclear power plant or all this stuff, you know. We're going to make sure that the money is there in a timely fashion and it's an appropriate amount of money, and yet it's not a run on the Treasury. I ask for your support. Remember one other thing. We'll be back in session before the next big plant even comes off the drawing board. We'll have another look at this. If we need to fine-tune it, we can, because there ain't nothing going to happen out there in the next 9 months. Things just don't move that fast when you're talking about projects that involve $196 million or more. I ask for your support for Senate House Bill 51.
Any further discussion in regard to the House Bill 51? Seeing none, ready for the question? Question being called. House Bill 51. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barnard?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
Meyer, aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
no.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
no.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 15 ayes, 15 noes.
House Bill 51, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 51 has failed to pass the Senate. That concludes third reading. I understand that we now have some more concurrences. Senator Nicholas, are you ready for message 267 having to do with Senate File 59?
Brother, I am.
Staff, that be read in at this time.
March 7, 2012, from the House of Representatives. Message number 267, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 59, Public Employees Retirement Plan Benefit Increases. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 33, noes 23, excused 4. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Nicholas.
Mr. President, I move the concurrence report for Senate file number 59 and ask you to vote no. Folks, this is the public retirement plans. You recall that we had sent the bill out with not a requirement, but a recommendation that before you make any cost of living increases to be paid for by the plan, that you would have at least 120% valuation. The additional 20% was really to be there to absorb the cost of, so the plan would protect itself against increases and decreases in the stock market. The House did a couple things. They changed that to 105%. In addition, they created the requirement that you can see that says the board shall not recommend COLA until it has a funded ratio of at least 105%. In thinking about this, there's no magic about the 105, and what we know is 105% will not protect the fund from its the things that could happen. I think there are two approaches that we can take. One is try to defend the 120%, but another approach is we would be better off having a provision that says the actuaries have to make a recommendation of the level of protection and put it back on the actuaries, so each time you could say they would have to come back and said our recommendation, the fund needs this percentage over 100% to protect itself from ups and downs in the market. And if we can't agree to the 120 to 105, then we might as well say here's the criteria at which the actuaries are required. And frankly, I have confidence with actuaries. If you insist that they make that finding, they'll be conservative. But I think that we ought to talk about this before we lock in 105%. I think it's dangerous to put that in the statute. If we can't reach, the bill is important to have. This is not the most important part of the bill. But I don't think we should leave that 105 in statute. It would set a bad precedent. So I'd urge you to vote no.
Further discussion? Question being called. Motion is that Senate do concur on Senate File 59, and you've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert? Hicks? Hines,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
no.
Martin,
no.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
no.
Von Flatern, no. President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 4 ayes, 26 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 59. The committee is Nicholas Meyer and Martin. Nicholas Meyer and Martin would be the committee to deal with that. Joint Conference Committee report. Senator Scott, are you ready in reference to message number 234 having to do with Senate File 34? I'd like to have that read in at this time, please.
Joint Conference Committee number 1 report, Senate File 34, Medicaid Option Study, reference House message number 234. Signing for the House, Representative Harvey, Gingery, and Miller. Signing for the Senate, Senator Scott, Dockstader, and Nutting.
Go ahead, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on Senate File 34, the Medicaid Option Study. Mr. President, this was the issue we talked about this morning It proved to be easy to get a compromise with the House. The issue was over the exemption of the contracting money in here from the state's contracting procedures. As you recall, our position was that they're so slow that they would effectively preclude the bill being effective if there wasn't an exemption. The House had taken the opposite position. What we did was consulted with the Health Department and found out that if we could have the contracts that were under $50,000 exempt, then we could get by and get done what we needed to, and that was acceptable to the House. And so that's the compromise that you see between the House and Senate positions. And I would be happy to answer any questions, and I would urge the Senate to adopt the joint conference report.
Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, referencing Senate File 34. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe? Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader, Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer, Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 34. Do we have some enrolled acts? Senate Enrolled Act Number 42, Original Senate File 58.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 42, being Original Senate File 58, an act relating to the administration of government.
I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 42, Original Senate File 58. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 43, Original Senate File 26.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 43, being Original Senate File 26, and Act relating to district courts.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 43, Original Senate File 26. I am so signed. Diana, you want to straighten this out? Enrolled Act Number 47, Original Senate File 77.
Senate Enrolled Act 47, being Original Senate File 77, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 47 and Original Senate File Number 77. And so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 48, Original Senate File 79.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 48, being Original Senate File 79, an act relating to wildlife.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 48, Original Senate File 79. have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 49, original Senate file 87.
Senate Enrolled Act number 49 being original Senate file 87, and act relating to state employees.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 49, original Senate file 87. I'm so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 44, original Senate file 43.
Senate Enrolled Act number 44 being original Senate file 43, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources.
I am about to sign Senate Act number 44, original Senate file 43. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act 45, original Senate file 68.
Senate Enrolled Act number 45 being original Senate file 68, and act relating to veterans' educational benefits.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 45, original Senate file number 68. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 46, original Senate file 75.
Senate Enrolled Act number 46 being original Senate file 75, an act relating to business-ready community grants.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 46, original Senate file 75. Have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 50, original Senate file 89.
Senate Enrolled Act number 50 being original Senate file 89, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 50, original Senate file 89. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 51, original Senate file 90.
Senate Enrolled Act number 51 being original Senate file 90, and act relating to school finance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 51, original Senate file 90. Have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 52, original Senate file 94.
Senate Enrolled Act number 52 being original Senate file 94, and act relating to court-ordered placement of children.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 52, original Senate file 94. Have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 53, original Senate file 71.
Senate Enrolled Act number 53 being original Senate file 71, an act relating to aquatic invasive species.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 53, original Senate file 71. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 54, original Senate file 40.
Senate Enrolled Act number 54 being original Senate file 40, an act relating to the judicial branch.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 54, original Senate file 40. So signed. House Enrolled Act 31, original House Bill 21.
House Enrolled Act number 31, being original House Bill 21, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 31, original House Bill 21. So signed. House Enrolled Act 32, original House Bill 26.
House Enrolled Act number 32, being original House Bill 26, an act relating to public works and contracts.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 32, original House Bill 26. So signed. House Enrolled Act 33, original House Bill 27.
House Enrolled Act number 33, being original House Bill number 27, an act relating to the legislature.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 33, original House Bill 27. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 34, original House Bill 35.
House Enrolled Act number 34, being original House Bill 35, an act relating to notarial acts.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 34, original House Bill 35. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 35, original House Bill 87.
House Enrolled Act number 35, being original House Bill 87, an act relating to mixed martial arts.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 35, original House Bill 87. I am so signed. House Enrolled Act 36, original House Bill 90.
House Enrolled Act number 36, being original House Bill 90, an act relating to natural resources.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 36, original House Bill 90. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 37, original House Bill 31.
House Enrolled Act number 37, being original House Bill 31. An act relating to the general revision of laws.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 37, original House Bill 31. And so signed. House Enrolled Act 38, original House Bill 77.
House Enrolled Act number 38, being original House Bill 77, an act relating to charter schools.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 38, original House Bill 77. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 39, original House Bill 113.
House Enrolled Act number 39, being original House Bill 113, an act relating to public health.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 39, original House Bill 113. I have so signed. House Enrolled Joint Resolution number 2, original House Joint Resolution number 1.
House Joint Resolution Number 2 being original House Joint Resolution Number 1. That the Secretary of State of Wyoming transmits copies of the resolution of the President of the United States to the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States Congress. We'll try that.
I'm about to sign. House Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 2, original House Joint Resolution Number 1. I have so signed. House Joint Resolution Number 3, original House Joint Resolution Number 3.
House Joint Resolution Number 4 being original House Joint Resolution Number 8. A joint resolution requesting Congress and the Wyoming governor to designate the fourth Saturday, the fourth. You know what?
I think that we have got.
We have two.
The two are stuck together again.
Yes, we do.
Let me read the first one over.
There we go.
This is the original one. House Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 3, original House Joint Resolution Number 3.
House Joint Resolution Number 3 being original House Joint Resolution 3, a joint resolution requesting Congress submit to the states a proposed amendment to the United States Constitution prohibiting the infringement of parents' rights.
I'm about to sign House Joint Resolution Number 3, original House Joint Resolution 3. So signed now. House and Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 4, original House Joint Resolution Number 8.
House Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 4 being original House Joint Resolution Number 8. A joint resolution requesting Congress and the Wyoming governor to designate the fourth Saturday in July as National Day of the Cowboy.
I'm about to put my brand on. House Joint Resolution Number 4, original House Joint Resolution Number 8. I have so branded. I believe that now we have messages from the House.
March the 7th, 2012, from the House of Representatives. Message number 273. Concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 46, Handicapped Parking Space Size and Marking. Ayes 57, excused 3. House Bill 89, Workplace Safety Employer Assistance. Ayes 55, noes 2, excused 3. House Bill 108, Professional Teaching Standards Board Teacher Certification, Ayes 57, excused 3, and House Joint Resolution Number 7, Resolution Conscious Rights, Ayes 45, noes 12, excused 3. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
We have another concurrence. Senator Nicholas, are you ready in regard to message number 269? I'd ask that be ready in, please.
March 7, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 269. Concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 107, Public Works Contracts. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 7, excused 4. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Nicholas.
Mr. President, I move concurrence with the concurrence requested for Senate file number 107, Public Works Contractors, and ask the Senate to vote no. Folks, I got almost every amendment they put on there is a little bit of a disappointment. You look at the naming convention where they want to go from contract persons to contractor. They use the word persons is used throughout the Act. We're only dealing with a portion of the Act. So if you're going to change the naming convention, you got to go pull the entire Act out. So that's odd. We need to talk about that. The local governments had asked us to increase the level threshold for bonding to $250,000. Apparently, there was an onslaught of attack on the other side by industry representatives saying that it should stay at the 100 so there'd be more bonds, more revenues issued. We need to talk about that. And there may be a compromise there. On page 3, you could see that they want to redefine resident to provide that all you have to do is have legally resided in the state of Wyoming for 1 year. You no longer have to be a U.S. resident. And if you look in our Constitution, it's Article 19, Section 3. Article 19, Section 3, it says, no person not a citizen of the United States or who has declared his intention to be one become such shall be employed on or in connection with a state on a municipal work. So if that's the requirement of the Constitution, why would we allow it to be subterfuged by someone coming in and saying, well, I'll incorporate and be a contractor, and now I no longer have to comply with your Constitution? So that needs to be discussed. Finally, the last amendment deletes the rulemaking authority of the governor. And this is still a work in process. If you take out that rulemaking authority, you could find something that we simply can't address. I think that rulemaking authority was very narrow. It said that the governor can make the rules, and they're only good for 2 years. So we had adequate control on it, so almost each one of those items I've got an issue with. I think we should go to conference.
Discussion? Seeing none. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate file 107, and you've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk, please call a roll.
Barnard? No. Bebout? No. Burns? No. Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No. One thing you gotta...
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin? Meyer, Nicholas.
Well, but I think if the worker.
No.
Nutting.
But this, if they reply with a resident.
Perkins.
That's right.
Peterson.
That's right. But my point.
Ross.
The worker.
Rothfuss.
No.
Schiffer.
You understand the difference?
Yeah, I do.
Scott.
No. What's good? Lon
Flatern.
Good for the game.
President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Closing, vote closed. 2 ayes, 28 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 107. Conference Committee, Nicholas, Peterson, Cooper. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I believe... I believe that does clear the desk for now.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Thursday, March 8th.
Any announcements? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I ask members of Committee Number 10 to meet me in the back immediately upon adjournment.
Other announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, Management's Council will meet in room 302 upon your call and the call of the President or the Speaker to assign interim studies and to discuss miscellaneous administrative items. I've also been asked to announce that the Governor will be signing Senate File 41, Wolf Management, at 4 p.m. today.
Thank you. And in that regard, Management Council would meet upon the adjournment of the other House, and so we'll watch to see how that occurs. Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. With respect to the two conferences you appointed for Senate File 107 and Senate File 59, those conferences, if those folks would be here by, I suppose, tomorrow at 9, as soon as there's a corresponding committee, if it's appointed this evening, we'll meet in the morning. Obviously, if it doesn't, messages don't get back there till the day, we'll meet tomorrow, but given we're getting towards the end, we need to meet as quickly as possible.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, your conference committee on Senate File 57, Education Accountability, will meet on adjournment in the education room over here. I'm not sure when the House is getting out, but it'll be when that happens.
Other announcements. Senator Perkins, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, same type of, we'll meet on, if we can wrestle everybody up, we'll meet on adjournment on the conference committee for Senate File 67 as well.
Other announcements? Seeing none. You all have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. The Senate will shall stand adjourned until 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Thursday, March 8th. We are adjourned.